Good morning, Danny.
Good morning, PT. How's it going?
I'm very, very well,
thank
you.
Don't I sound chipper today?
You do.
Comparatively.
What's this, day seven of your four-week tenure with us because you've had so much sick leave already?
Isn't it awful? Oh, it's the worst to be new and just say, anyway, I'm going to just head off for 2 weeks.
Yeah,
see yous.
I'll just have a couple of weeks sick. I did the same thing when I first started here back in 1987. I did a week of mid-dawns and got to the Saturday, went to Redline Raceway, our local raceway out at the foot of Mount Buninyong. It was a 47-degree day. There was no shade out there. Sunburnt to the point where I had to spend a week in hospital. So I'd 1 week on air and then I was away for a fortnight because I was crook.
Were you doing mid-dawns live?
Yeah, mid-dawns, yeah. They were a thing back then.
I learnt that at radio school that they used to be a thing. I know they're not a thing now.
Midnight till 6 a.m.
No chance.
So did you do anything on the weekend or did you just recuperate?
Completely recuperated, but yesterday I got up the energy to build a new set of drawers that my clothes are still everywhere since I moved in because I've been sick the whole time. Anyway, I get 75% through building these drawers and then realise I've put the sides on backwards. And out come the bolts, out come the screws.
Everyone's done it though.
Oh, God. Flat packs are a nightmare.
Yeah, my wife is a flat pack expert. She
really?
Is brilliant.
I should give her a call.
I start and she just comes in and takes over because I get so frustrated and she's like, like that.
Every household needs one, and unfortunately mine's a household of one, and shapes are not her thing.
I'll pass her number on to you, all right? What part of the weekend did you enjoy most? Facebook.com/Radio3BA. Chris says, flying to Queensland to see the sun and having the heat on your back.
Oh, sun S-O-N or sun S-U-N? Did
no,
you visit
S-U-N.
His son?
Okay, no, all right. S-U-N. I wonder if they're back. That'd have been a big reality check to fly back into Melbourne yesterday afternoon. Oh, my Lord. Pam says, hi, tea at Narnbull with a friend. Lovely way to spend a Sunday afternoon.
Beautiful.
Ever get the opportunity, you should head out to Narnbull.
Where's Narnbull?
It's on the road to Geelong.
Oh, okay, right.
Just out of, it's a few k's past Buninyong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool. But I'll put it on the itinerary.
Lovely, lovely place. Scotty says being able to sleep in. Yep, I'm hearing you, Scotty. It's always nice to sleep in.
Do you sleep in, though? My body clock's not great with it.
No, I get a couple of hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, Saturday, when was it? I don't know, 6 a.m. or something.
Yeah.
6 a.m. Sunday, but I did have to come into work Sunday. So
you're a good man.